Well, as a few more are coming. Yes, sir.
Could you back up to the Luke's talking slide?
Sure. There we go. And while someone's taking that down, let me just say, sometimes at the beginning of these sessions, you just need to be a little lighthearted. So let me give you a little Noah's Ark quiz. Where did Noah put the bees that were on the ark? He put them in the archives. The archives, right? Who was the most dishonest animal on the ark? It was the cheetah. He was a cheetah. Okay? What was the nosiest pepper? You know, Noah and his family, they took some food on the ark. They took some peppers. You know what the nosiest one was of all of them? It was the jalapeno, because he was always jalapeno business. All right? Okay. I didn't say they were good jokes. I just said they're... You know the only two land animals that Noah didn't take on the ark? He was a little concerned about them. It'd be the termites. He didn't take termites on the ark. Okay? You know why. All right. Okay. Bad jokes. But hey, we're starting another session as a few others were coming in and such. All right. So I'm not going into comedy anytime soon. Principles to remember. Bible writers are innocent until proven guilty. Any possible answer should suffice. We need to observe the context and especially look at who is doing the talking. And number five, supplementation is not equivalent to a contradiction. A contradiction is not defined as, and we'll look more at the definition of a contradiction next hour, but a contradiction is not as defined as, well, that's got different information than this over here. Supplementation is not equivalent to a contradiction. You know, when Mark tells us that Barabbas was a murderer, does that mean that when John wrote that Barabbas was a robber, that Mark and John were contradicting each other? This is an elementary example, but most people, they see this and like, wait a minute, it's possible for Barabbas to be what? To be both a murderer and a robber. When we read in Mark chapter 6 that Jesus fed 5,000 men, and in Matthew chapter 14 that Jesus fed 5,000 men, but Matthew adds, besides women and children, well, there's extra information in Matthew's account than what you find in Mark's account. Does that make Matthew or Mark contradictory? Not at all. You have extra information that is in one place that is not in another place, but that does not mean they're contradictory. In fact, if the same exact information was in all four gospel accounts, what would you not need? You wouldn't need all four gospel accounts. You would just need one if they were exactly... It's kind of like newspaper reporters or online newspaper reporters these days. It seems like most people are reading their articles and things online. Isn't it interesting how like newspapers, DVDs, and CDs... We used to offer CDs a lot at the congregation. We still do some, but most of the time people just get the link on YouTube or somewhere and they watch these things. But I don't even know where I was going with that, so y'all just have to... What was I? Let's see. 5,000 men, 5,000 men besides the women. Oh, newspaper reporters. Okay, now I remember. So, you know, a newspaper or an online newspaper, they may have more than one newspaper reporter, or maybe you have just newspaper reporters all over the country who write about the same Super Bowl. Well, you can read more than what one newspaper reporter says because they are writing from different perspectives. Maybe they're focusing on one particular play, or maybe one's focusing on what leads up to the Super Bowl, another one's talking about the halftime show, another one is talking about who won the Super Bowl and why they won the Super Bowl. And so you can have a lot of differences, a lot of emphasis and different kind of things that are being emphasized, and they're not being contradictions there. In Matthew 27:57, we read of Joseph of Arimathea who helped bury Jesus. However, in John chapter 19, you read of Joseph of Arimathea, and John also mentions Nicodemus. Nicodemus, who we learned about earlier in John's gospel account, in John chapter 3. Again, I understand these are relatively easy things to understand, and most people don't have a problem with it. Even skeptics, if they were here today, they would say, hey, yeah, okay, I get that. All right, you got 5,000 men. Matthew mentions 5,000 men plus the women and children. Barabbas, maybe one mentions he's a robber, one mentions he's a murderer. They don't have to mention both, et cetera, et cetera. Well, look at a little bit more of a difficult comparison and contrast of verses. This particular one has been alleged to be a contradiction. When you read in 2 Chronicles chapter 26 that Uzziah was the father of Jotham, and then you read in 1 Chronicles chapter 3 as well as 2 Kings 15:7, as opposed to what you read in Matthew 1:9, that Azariah was the father of Jotham, allegedly this is a blatant contradiction. However, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to 2 Kings. If you don't, I will just read this for you. But here in 2 Kings, notice what we learn from the text. In one chapter, only separated by a few verses, the writer of 2 Kings says in verse 7, Azariah rested with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Then Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. Okay, so Azariah was the father. Jotham is said to be his son. Just a few verses later, you read in verse 32, in the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Jerusalem, began to reign. So within one chapter, the Bible writer says that Jotham is the son of Uzziah and Jotham is the son of Azariah. You know, when two different names are given, two different people are not, I should probably capitalize that for emphasis sake, not always meant, right? You know, my dad, his full name is Clifford Lee Lyons. You know, a lot of people probably have no clue about that because many people growing up, they called my dad Chip. Called him Chip. When he went to work, I believe he was at Boeing Airplane for a few years before he went into the military and then before he decided he wanted to preach, he was known as Chogi. So he was Chip and then he was Chogi. And then I don't hear hardly anyone call him Clifford. Most people today call him Cliff. My dad goes by quite a few names. I work with David Lee Miller, but everybody calls him Dave. I work with Robert Kyle Butt, but everybody calls him Kyle, all right? I work with James Esterbrook, but he goes by Jim. I could just go all day with the names that people wear, and they're oftentimes more than one name that they wear. I mean, think about in the Bible, and these are probably are not near all the examples. Abram, in Genesis you're going to read Abram sometimes, you'll read Abraham sometimes. That's because his name was changed from Abram to Abraham. Or how about Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel? Sometimes both names are used. This is one of my favorites, Joseph's name. He also wore the Egyptian name Zaphnath-Paneah. Can you say that real fast? Zaphnath-Paneah? I kind of like that name. I didn't name my son Zaphnath-Paneah, but Jana wouldn't let me. But anyway, Saul's name was changed to Paul. The Apostle Peter is sometimes called Peter. Sometimes he's called Simon or Simon Peter and Cephas. Moses' father-in-law was known as Reuel and also known as Jethro. Gideon acquired the name Jerubbabel there in Judges chapter 6 and 7. Pharaoh Necho changed the name of Josiah's oldest son to Eliakim to Jehoiakim. So is it legitimately possible that there in Kings and Chronicles and also Matthew chapter 1, that when the Bible writers were referring to the father of Jotham, that Jotham's dad had the name Uzziah and Azariah, especially when you consider that within one chapter, within just a few verses, the Bible writer calls him Uzziah and in another verse calls him Azariah. It's possible, it's very possible that that different names are used to refer to the same person. This is probably one of the most well-known alleged contradictions in Scripture. Dan Barker uses this quite a bit. He uses it in his book, Godless. I think